have been brought together to handle kind of a delicate situation, kind of, well, about as indelicately as it's going to ever hopefully take place with the Red Hawks. The public needs a dirty deed sort of done. They need some things resolved. There are going to be individual requests for each of you. And basically, you've been brought together as a crack team meant to deal with a criminal element that has arrived on the planet of Eridu. Eridu last year had this trade summit, and what happened at the trade summit was basically the Trade Federation, which is the guys you saw that committed the invasion of it. This was just prior to the invasion of it. Met together with the various agencies, and the Republic's Jedi defenders were unable to prevent an assassination. They stopped one assassin who was a sniper, and then they found out that they failed to stop the reprogrammed droids that were protecting lead members of the Trade Federation, who were behind a shield with the droids, who proceeded to shoot them in cold blood and kill everybody in the room. You guys are mere blocks away from that location. The city itself is in a very industrial, smoggy world. Most of the skies are orange. You don't ask how or why it gets that color. This planet has been a trade center for quite a while. It's slowly replacing Saswana, which was the world where you're from. That was the capital. The governor, I believe it's a governor, of Eridu, is a very close friend of the up-and-coming Chancellor Palpatine, just arrived.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he was already elected, I think, Chancellor by that point in the movies. This location is being used again for a different sort of deal. Instead of legitimate unions, guilds, trade organizations, and other representatives, the IGBC, the Banky Clan, is meeting with the Hutts, the Black Sun, and several other criminal organizations. Apparently the Hutts have decided that this will be a profitable venture, and apparently the Intergalactic Banky Clan, which basically has always maintained itself as a neutral party serving any major entity, is willing to provide the laundering of funds for these criminal organizations. The Black Sun is one of the major competitors. You don't see them in the movies, but they are nasty, nasty guys who are severe competitors to us. But they're both willing to get their names in the table. You've been dropped off, and you've been told specifically that your Jedi character's been told specifically that your responsibility is to take the few experts we have to help disrupt the meeting itself.
The meeting of the IGBC.
And the Hutts.
And the Hutts.
And the Black Sun.
And the Black Sun.
Let's see who else I got here.
That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
So, and just one thing. The assassination by the droids, that occurred some time ago.
That occurred about a year ago.
Okay. So we're at the same,
just actually, we
fired in the same place. You meant the same.
Yes.
Length.
You guys are literally blocks away from the location, which was the senatorial hall.
So where is this meeting taking place?
You guys are at a hotel called the Hideaway Hotel. Aptly named, very dingy, poorly maintained, pretty large, and you are the only renters of the building. That's already been prearranged. The owner's a bit of a smuggler, and he was asked to make sure that the all the passengers of the shuttles that they've had come in meet there and receive the briefing. Each of you have been brought in for a different reason. Your character name is Hobbs. Hobbs was known as one of the great criminals in criminal legend. About 10 years back, he did an incredible break-in into Star's End, a prison, and he broke out another criminal figure, mastermind. The guy got caught very quickly. The criminal, who was a prisoner. Hobbs ended up taking the entire rap and never said a word, never routed anybody out, and never took anybody off. He spent the entire time in prison biding his time and living basically off the legend of the one guy who keeps his mouth shut. Sort of a role model for little criminals out there and role models for big criminals who want to think big about doing the impossible. Because he did succeed to every degree except he was ratted out. Your character is a slicer, known as a hacker. spent a long time out on the Outer Rim, and is very much caught up in the culture that's going on right now, where people are really ticked off at Poor Wolf, you know, at Palpatine and his orders. And finally, you are a noble from Sesswan, and because of certain information being held on you by the judicial department that doesn't even send a representative other than the Jedi actually serve as sort of the heads of the judicial department, but all the non-force using powers are known as judicial cops. They're the feds of the galaxy, and you're being basically arm twisted into using your social skills to help these gentlemen. All four of you need to steal the basic currency gold ingots that are being held in a secure vault in a bank, and then either disrupt or undermine the meetings between the various agencies that are going to be at this big conference held by the IGBC.
Who owns the ingots now?
The IGBC is officially the holders of these gold ingots. So quite a large amount of it is from the Hutts. Others are certain unknown investors.
Okay. The Blackstone. So it's illegal money. It's being laundered or whatever. So.
It is, yes, but it's the solid credits. It's not the Republic credits. It will become Republic credits at the slightest inconvenience.
So by stealing these ingots, we are actually disrupting this criminal organization.
Right, right.
So and it's a good thing to do.
And it is a physical example of the willingness of the Hutts to have their money basically being held. Because they could hold on to it on their own,
right.
But to actually start turning a profit and invest in corporations that are going to become the separatists before the word really becomes common, you guys are the agencies to do it. You've been told pretty directly.
Wait, we're trying to help the separatists?
You're trying to prevent the separatists without causing a huge political
incident. Right, right. Okay.
This cannot end in bloodshed, which is why you are needed to keep these three men in check.
Oh, it can't end in bloodshed. Instantly cauterized wounds, does that count?
Yes. There's a few simple rules that you guys are going to have. I'm going to get rid of the pre-guns. No droids. You can modify droids, you can mess with droids. You cannot own droids for the sake of this operation.
Can't be trusted because they were recently
reprogrammed. Right, exactly. You don't want them, and you also don't want them taken over and used as evidence against you. One good audio recording puts you guys out there. The Republic is assured that you will not be held criminally liable for your actions as far as the bank robbery. However, if you cause a bloodshed, you know the promise is going to be nearly worthless. The non-authorized off-world transmissions, especially for you. Minimum to none civilian losses, no disintegrations, no nuclear, biological, chemical weapons. The stolen money will be held and taken as evidence by the judicial division. You, out of game, very much believe that doesn't need to be the case. You very much want to prove that there's another big crime in here. So this is also a matter of pride.
And what are the character names?
Hobbs.
Hobbs.
Can we get another piece of paper, please?
Absolutely. Lined up
there?
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to write all over your sheet.
Oh, that I don't mind.
I'm still going to write all over your sheet.
Actually, I should mind. I worked on them, but
I was going to say,
you know why? Because you're also going to need these for some of your special abilities. Just to keep them in mind. Your talents. Your talents are the special features are kind of feet, but more. You know, I don't know if anybody plays Deep Modern D20 at all. I actually haven't, but it's the stuff that rises above feet. And it's very specific to the classes that you guys watch. Right. So, in your case, you have feats that are very specifically about either convincing people to resign or to to inspire these guys to better glories.
Yeah, what would the difference between bolster ally and ignite fervor and inspire confidence be?
Inspire confidence would be doing with skills. Giving them a skill bonus. Ignite fervor is attacking. Actually do more damage, yes.
Okay.
Yep. And that's very specific. And then it would be a keyword to it. You will be able to bolster allies when people are injured. You will be able to inspire to get them to kind of recover.
Bintar.
If he blesses your weapon with fire, it will take a chip off every time. So, and also,
now the good news is you've got three criminals. Why is that good news? Because you've got three guys. Well, sorry. Two criminals, one suspect, and then nothing apparently will be proven. So you've got two very experienced individuals dealing with certain security matters. You've never been charged with a crime, though. All right. You've always been kind of a riding the line between white hat and black hat. That's a cool term. The bank is pretty much a very clear example of a city that's changed because of the security issues that happened last year. They do use droids, but they use it in a secure area under the basement. They have a retail front, they have a parking garage, they have three floating probots that fly around. Kind of like a balloon type thing. They wear New Hope as well. Tatooine and Mos Eisley. Using no droids, they don't want people recording conversations between criminals. Reason the bank does it, they don't want criminals coming in and shooting up the place, and that would be the easiest way for
them. Can I pose as like a building engineer to see if I can get plans on the GBC bank building?
Yeah, absolutely. I did not draw out a map.
Well, I just want to know because I want to know where the safe is, where we can park the escape vehicle.
Absolutely. They're already thinking well about this. Good. Yes, you'd be able to do it. You can get help from these two guys for it. Let's give it a... If you two guys roll, get higher than a DC 10, you're going to want to help persuade. If it's too crunchy with this, say the word.
Persuasion?
Yeah, you're already like a 30.
I think I have that.
For the assist, they give you plus two. You always kind of, you guys always want to try to overlap and help each other.
So what should I roll?
You would want to do it as deception or persuasion. Do you want to tell me how you best go about it? Where your skill sets are?
There's no disguise here, so can I disguise myself?
That is deception.
That's deception, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
27 plus 2 is 29.
So, yes, you get the basic outline. You do see that there is a... You get a currently listed update of the building. Two stories to the place, and a basement that comes from a loading dock.
A loading dock.
Right. Yeah. A secure vault. The loading dock would be on this side. Looking over top,
this is loading dock, right?
Yeah, loading dock side. This leads down into a dock area with a ramp and an elevator, saying this is from the back of the place.
And this is the outside, like looking from the top?
Yeah, looking at it from the top. All right. You were not able to access probot cameras. You weren't able to access how any changes they might have made. It's about a year old. The list is for the vault. So if they've made security changes, you didn't immediately see it. But he's able to show you that a lot of the diagrams show that it is a one-way in, one-way out into the vault area. There is a security room that attaches here. All right. But they use double doors that lead into the front retail. That's where the front of the building is. So we've got a clear delineation between where most people go to, where the big speeders can come up to, where less is happening. It is an office building. There is windows up on the second floor, but they don't get a good view down into this area.
Bintar, can you tell me how to access the loading dock inside the building? Is there a secret code? How many floors does it go down?
There's one basement, you do know that. And it leads in and down. A lot of concrete, a lot of steel. Definitely large enough for large skids and weights and heavy materials.
So let's backtrack a bit. So we are together here in this hotel, Highway Hotel in Airdo. We have been brought together to accomplish basically two things. That is to disrupt the meeting between the Hunts, the Black Sun, and the IGBC, and to steal the ingots from this vault. At the very basic, there's two ways we could approach this, do both tasks together, or split up. But the technical guys do the vault, other guys do the disrupting the meeting.
I think we need a little bit more detailed planning.
No, I agree, but I'm saying, I mean, what appeals to you guys?
Stealing from the bank will not solely be enough, but it certainly will create the beginning of it.
I believe by causing a distraction, could we really be able to get the attention away from us when we go through the vault? Because the loading dock, we're going to get what I think is a large amount of gold material. We need a big distraction.
How much gold is it? Do we know?
Would I be able to know?
Here's what I'd like to do. Here's what I would suggest. No, let me do it this way. I will say to I, Edro, will say,
roll a strength check if you want to.
Let us go look in the vault and see what's there. And I will say, you know what I'll say? I'll say, come with me. And my plan is, let's go to the vault and have the tellers take us down and we'll look.
The plan he gave you definitely shows that it's a different vault setup.
It's a special staff.
It's a special, different area than from the retail section. So there's the regular bank vault, which would be tough enough on its own. This one is with no civilians. That way they don't just have people nosing about all the time. However, security itself doesn't normally look in there.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right. All right, okay.
So, but you guys do have a solid plan that you want to look ahead. That's still something very much.
Mr. Cynthia, if we could figure out more information on the staff that maintains that area, we would probably be able to have an easier time getting in. I know the Jedi are very trained in stealth, but I'm not sure of the numbers or what to expect, especially from security cameras.
I agree. Perhaps I can find out that information to help in the planning.
What's the staff that usually guards and security? How many? I'm sure we've spent days. Can I make a gather information roll?
Right.
What is it? What's that word that you're watching?
Surveillance.
For the surveillance and security. Between the two of you, I'm not sure who has the better gather information. I don't know which one of you guys would want to argue about that.
I'm not going to argue if he puts up
you've been in prison a little while.
Well, I have a feeling that I could get through this without having to argue.
With all due respect for the career criminal Jedi, who is of course well trained in breaking and entering.
No.
Perhaps we shouldn't immediately leap into the most
kindly leave the room possible
overt means of operating.
Well, we do need the initial planning, and the more information that we get, and I'm sure both of us are capable. The question is, do you want to take?
I think you're more than capable. I think you're all more than capable. I question why I'm even here, to be honest. But as I am here, my people have had a certain amount of money.
Yes, that's what
in the past.
Would you be able to make an account, or?
That's what I was thinking. Perhaps on the pretense of needing our own private accounts for our own purposes, I would be able to get a look of what their facilities are for other people who require a private account.
I could see why they
sound reasonable to the rest of you.
I could see why they chose you to be a part of the team.
Do you? Yes. Glad one of us sees it. I'm sorry.
They open up an account in the airport.
Well, we'll have to make sure that I demand a more secure measure. Of course, I have to play my hand carefully. If I make it too obvious that I just want to look at the other location, or if I even know of the existence of the other location, it will be good.
I also want to assure you guys that you're not empty-handed as far as supplies and equipment. The owner of the hotel is one of the pre-gens. He's not going to get hands-on in this case, but he is officially, you guys, this is a hideaway now, literally. Okay? There's a garage area, there's a pool that is never in use.
Will we be able to hide all the contraband there?
Oh, yeah, that's because it's basically going to be taken off your hands afterwards. The ingots are going to have to disappear and out of the hands of planetary security.
So we just need to get it to the hideaway.
Yes, that's right. Also basically it. So I just want to assure you guys that you guys aren't boned, and you also have a, you know, a guy who's there if you need certain material.
We also know the amount of space that it acts like. How much? How much gold we're looking
off
at?
Off the top of your head, I would say that you'd know that for the ingots, that would be easily over the size of this table squared out. And about this high.
So nowhere near something we could put it on.
Assuming that it's any kind of bank vault kind of arrangement.
So I'm sure we could talk to the hotel the owner and get vehicles with the proper identification.
And something with a little towing capacity.
Trash.
How far is the hotel away from the bank?
It is about, it's less than a quarter mile. So it's about, say, 5-10 minutes if you're driving really safe and slow. And it's probably about a quarter mile.
If you would allow me to go and make sure I could time when the more peak hours of security would be during our route.
No. I am not in charge of this operation. He is in charge of this operation. He's the one who will take the responsibility. And yes, I'm simply doing my duty as a citizen of
the sector.
Yeah, the sector.
And Idro, would you agree with my plan of at least taking some time and looking at our route back to the hotel?
I think the more we know, the better.
What kind of role do I have to make?
For
gather information.
Gather information. You are going to. It's always a D20. It's right up there. It's going to be flexible based on what you got. But I'd say at least a 25.
Are there security cameras that are all around the area? Maybe you might be able to tell me who might be walking the streets at the time.
That's a good idea.
You may want to go splicing. Hacking a little bit for that to see what's ahead of time. The city itself is not all cameras. The bank itself has its own cameras. And the far distant cameras it has are the inflatable robots.
Yeah, right.
I keep a black journal written in an obscure alien language about the abilities of all of my teammates.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yes.
Do I roll or does he roll?
You will do for your gather information. He's going to do a use computer. Which is. There's a D20 on the other side there.
For gather information, I have a 27.
27. That's pretty damn good. You know that the security guards who often have to take their lunch from a lunch truck out the back, they're very hands off. The front door has two of the retail outfit, for instance, has two robots, two wall mounted units that are guaranteed not to shoot. treat the customers necessarily. They roll back, they do not get seen. The guards generally just tend to cameras and stay a lot in the back. They used to do a walk of the perimeter, it's very rare, usually at night.
And examining the...
And they are minimum wage, and there's about 12 guys.
If you can, find out how the ingots are moved from delivery to the vault and back. Is there any film
I've probably done this before, smuggling in gold to get...
So how is that done?
I can't tell you all of the secrets, but I can tell you.
Is it done robotically or by... I mean, is it done by droids or by humans?
There are many methods. But I will give you the information needed as soon as I receive it.
Fourth-degree droids, like kind of like the way farm droids do, they would have assisted in the loading process, but it would have had human beings on hand. The equipment, we do know that the guys talk a lot. They were saying that their job is supposed to be more important now.
Wait, what?
The security guards have said at the launch truck that their stuff is supposed to be more important now. In the past 3 days, which is right around the time that the stuff came in. About 2 weeks before that is when they actually brought in the security equipment and the stuff they put down in the vaults and started doing all kinds of construction and installation.
Are they still bringing in gold to add to the...
No, the gold did make it, but the gold was delivered separately. And since there isn't a big, huge flash on it, the huts promised security because it's their money until it reaches the bank.
Right. I didn't want to jump ahead, but let us consider this as a basic idea that we can conduct or eliminate as a possible way to do this. But if we can program the droids that are in the vault, in the bank, to bring the gold to the surface, to the loading dock, while we wait there with a vehicle. In the meantime, we deal with any human guards as need be.
I'm thinking that...
What was your role, by the way, for the slice? 39?
Okay. Yes.
Pretty much the city access is yours. With no problem. You did that without re-rolling even, right?
Yeah.
I think you get free re-rolling, too. So, you happen to know that the systems for the bank had added extra structures in their operating platform. They're definitely running a separate power program so that the security would be separate.
So that we wouldn't be able to put on the security easily.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry? Yeah. Oh, is 31 not 41? Still, that's still pretty darn good. But you guys are like that. You're the pros. Security does not even have camera access to the bottom floor of the basement. That is on a separate server. The door lock is specially arranged for representatives of the HUTs and representatives of the GBC. It's that kind of customer for customer, you know, you turn your key, I'll turn mine kind of thing downstairs.
I think we have a plan developing. No, I don't want to cut you off.
Same hallway, different room. Right. And they have a conference room even down there for these honored guests that would sit down, talk, chat, drink tea, eat dogs, whatever these guys are doing. Right. But, and the guards, you found out, are very much on the outside of that company.
Yeah.
So it's
we're gonna have
the usual staff are not
them.
Enough for whatever's doing. However, there's no reports of guards coming in or out on a regular basis either.
But the HUTs hired security. Where would those HUT security men be? Would they be in the basement? Or would they be outside already watching the premises?
Are they even still there, or were they just there for the delivery?
They were there for the delivery only because the HUTs care more about their fat ass now. It's the IGBC's responsibility to protect the stuff until all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed at this conference in 3 days.
Right.
So it gives you time window to work ahead of time on that.
What would happen if once we remove the ingots from the vault, these ingots came from the Black Sun as well as other groups, not just the HUT. Is that right?
No, the conference is just more. The Black Sun had a little problem. They're the extended universe, their bosses have all been killed by
Zizzer. So Gold is just the Hutt.
Zizzer. Just the Hutt.
Zizzer. Oh, I thought somebody else was in Anakin.
I thought it was Princess Zizzer.
But if Zizzer assassinated everybody, yes.
Remove the ingots from the vault and place those ingots in the Hutt secure facility, we would immediately, at the same time the Hutts are blaming the bank for the IGBC for the...
We don't have to worry about that. As long as we don't get caught.
But it will be above and beyond our mission.
Is that what your master directed you to do? Isn't that the way it works with you people?
You are actually relatively masculine. Actually, you are a knight because knights operate independently. They're not Padawan.
I have no...
It's okay.
Yeah.
My master had me act as I felt best.
Wonderful. I think we have the beginnings of a plan here.
Nobody's proud of this. Your contact met you. Your contact had originally told you when you arrived it was not the owner of the hotel.
And I was not supposed to go to the hotel?
No, you weren't supposed to go to the hotel. He met you at the hotel and told you, basically deep throat, kind of all in darkness kind of thing, said the Jedi have come up with some crazy plans before, but this is not, this is pretty disappointing on their part.
My plan?
I have a question about my...
No, not that, not you, the master.
I have a question about my sentence. The 20 years, how much longer do I have to stay in jail?
About another 10 to 12.
Wow.
I wouldn't like to get pardoned immediately, and I'd also like to spend time clearing any record of me being...
That could be a different arrangement between you and him, or between you and him for a hiding spot. But the robbing the bank part is the big temptation. Whether you want to follow it up with another big fine, you getting away, or screwing over the Republic while getting away.
But I'm also a hero. You're a hero to the criminal element.
Oh, I thought I was a hero of the people.
No.
Well, the common people of the criminal element.
Oh, okay, wait, hold on a second.
That's just as good. That's just as good. That's awesome.
I need to read this.
You want to be Robin Hood.
See, I'm thinking street hero, and I'm thinking Robin
Hood. That's why I said
Robin Hood. Robin Hood works.
Boondock Saints. That's not exactly...
Robin Hood is much more clear, especially after the Republic, you know, falls and stuff, where that really, really, really lovely. You know what I mean? Like, all the common men become criminals. I have 2 points to bring up.
I just figured that if I announce it here, people won't use it against me.
So you did announce the concept of pinning it on the Republic? I mean,
no, I didn't announce pinning it to anyone. I didn't. Okay. That's not as important as me being going back to prison and spending several more years there, because no one will ever know I did this.
The two of you.
Right.
Ooh, well.
I would spend an extra year, because if I get pardoned immediately, that would be a little suspicious. Because of my reputation. I'm thinking like levels beyond.
Oh, if you want like some sort of cheap hotel room for the next year to be missing on Star's end of your prison time.
You know, I want people to think I'm still at prison, but I'm sure I've made a reputation.
You also do it on I escaped, because I mean it was an escape that got you in jail.
Right.
So you actually made it
and
out.
As far as people know, except for, you know, your colleagues themselves, you're in jail. You were put in solitary.
I still don't want them to know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you didn't lose your reputation for this. Also, the Republic, of course, is going to hide the criminal acts that the Republic is essentially promoting here.
Right.
I'm part of the Republic.
Criminal acts. There are no criminal acts.
That's why you're here. So there, but you're also here to keep it clean.
Well, I think we have the basis for a plan, right?
We have two points I'd like to bring up. The plan, as I can see it, an interesting idea of the plan, or a version of the plan.
Yes.
If there is some sort of, if you can find out for us,
start sending each other notes.
Is there trash pickup? There's got to be. They have to do something with their garbage, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right.
We have that schedule, and you also have the digital signal when they fill up anyway.
Right.
All right. So everybody, because
most garbage compactors at the back of a place compress, and sometimes you just keep compressing. So like any supermarket or anything like that. They got to call it in.
They got to signal that they're full.
Yeah. They usually have a scheduled one, but it's usually not enough. And also the pickup company doesn't have to waste their time going unnecessarily.
Right.
So you kind of also they have to shred and destroy documents occasionally.
Right.
Data pads in here, data file chips, whatever.
So I will approach with my Mon Calamari associate, and I will have a package that I urgently need hidden away in one of their most secure vaults. If they show me the regular vaults, it won't do. Until eventually they're like, well, we do have very good vaults, but they're private. I will insist upon seeing them. We will do a little bit of reconnaissance. Assuming that all our information is correct, we will make a delivery. Have all the droids programmed, you alongside me the entire time so you can find the interface calls for the private servers for the doors. Then while we're simultaneously dropping off my private package, we arrange the droids to deliver the other private packets that belongs to the huts. Does that make sense?
Reprogram the droids to do what?
So that when we've got the
when they deliver the packets back to you.
Yeah. So
actually,
yeah, we've got a droid. So my vision is this. Let me make sure he hears it too. So my vision is this. Hopefully, if there are these droids that have this big box of caviar, whatever the hell I order from your people, they're putting it in. They drop it down, and then you make sure that they're programmed to pick up another box, pick it up. And bring it back up for us, and then throw it away. You're there to deal with all the non-computerized things that need to be altered. That should... It would be, but that's the only way you can get close enough to the locks to know how to bypass it, by practicing on ours. All I need now from you is something that your people would consider valuable that I might theoretically be embarrassed to have, or consider to be so valuable that I'd want to walk away. Is there some sort of delicacy your people eat? Something that I won't be too embarrassed about if it ever
smells like tuna?
Uncovered? Sure, you could suggest something.
And keep in mind that your abilities also allow you to reinforce what they do.
This
can always be the crisis outlet center for him. If it fails somehow, which is unlikely, you still can.
The second point I wanted to bring up before we go any further, and it's a simple one, and I leave it for you to debate, because I'm only here following orders, but don't you believe that stealing all this money that's currently within the protection of the bank from the huts will just cause an insurance crisis? Basically, the huts are going to get their money back from someone.
So the huts won't have anything to worry about.
Exactly.
No. These funds will be used to fund illicit activities throughout the galaxy.
My point is,
confiscated from the HUD.
Are you certain that they won't get their money back some other means? There are illegal means, and there's a perfectly legal means called insurance.
Legal means, by the way, most of the droids on Naboo are part of the collection agency that is
Have no fear. The Republic's plans have taken all that into account.
I'm watching his fingers carefully. Have no fear. No, I mean have no fear.
I would like to see if you want to try to do that. Of course, doing it in front of the two of them would be extraordinarily not likely to work.
So what can I do? Have no fear.
But remember, these men...
But no, I mean, I think seriously...
I'm worried. I think he was just saying
it. If you use force powers, I will be very angry.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not.
I will be exceptionally angry.
I don't think that's what actually happened here. Talking.
You don't think I've dealt with Jedi before?
Are you talking to me or are you talking to this character?
No, I'm talking to you. Well, I mean, if you were doing all that...
He wouldn't be doing that.
Here I am writing a blueprint for you.
What is the the situation? You were about to say something about the judicials.
If the judicials were here, if the other NPCs had arrived on time, they would have also expressed much the same thing. The Republic is supposed to keep its nose clean. It would be bad if this got out. It would be incredibly horrible if it was not even for a usable reason. Then it makes every one of you look suspect. Well, every one of the good guys suspect for criminal activity.
Right. Yeah. That's why I can immediately gave myself the biggest out position. I was just delivering eggs.
Yeah.
I don't know. No.
Well, frankly, this is now the center of the commerce for the session.
I asked Vintar if he could pack his way to control the turrets or have a way to install a remote mechanism inside the turrets in front of the bank.
No, you hacked so well, you could get that control to the front end of the retail business. The retail business is poor, sad, disappointing security levels. It's hard to tell what kind of tricks it got completely downstairs, but you've made a lot of progress.
How many days have I been with the team?
You guys, this is actually your first day. You're expected to move quickly. I gather information stuff usually takes a lot of time.
We are programming the droids to deliver the gold to us outside.
Right.
Right?
And you are on board for this.
And the reason, we are making a delivery is because to give him access to whatever internal access he needs.
Right.
Plugging in internally.
We're dropping off, picking up without anyone noticing, and putting it in the garbage. You would presumably be driving the garbage or controlling the garbage in some way so that you could actually have the gold with you the entire time.
The only thing I would say is that we need to be suitable to function that needs to be.
Why do they have to see it?
I don't think they need to see it, but just in case after the fact they're like, wait a minute, what were you doing here? It would be nice if it was somewhat subtle.
Let us
but, like I say,
at least check if it's some sort of.
If it's really illicit, illicit stuff, they might not want to look.
They may not want to look because, after all, they're already working with some of the dirtiest hands.
Right. They may not want to get their hands dirty.
When it comes to safe deposits, so what's in the box is your responsibility. If somehow that box gets broken open, you could still be reported for criminal behavior. When the box isn't open, it's fine because it's not their fault and their responsibility in any way.
I tell them that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's jailhouse lawyering.
Right.
So I'm thinking, just to be on the safe side and just to get this over with as soon as possible, maybe some sort of delicacy or something that I would, for whatever reason, my own pompousness.
Let me suggest this. Our host at the hotel can acquire some
vendor, yeah.
Some bonds or securities of some kind, some paper stocks that will be.
I get to the raw materials, the actual actual counterfeiting. That's you guys. Deception. That's all it is now.
Okay.
Deception does include that.
I think I might have an idea of how to get in. The Huts are a huge criminal organization. If we were to send a message to the bank saying we have one more shipment to add to their shipment, we could pose as not only as a representative, but also the security to make sure the gold, if we're able to counterfeit this material, which will probably have the material since all of us have been well funded by the public.
Sure.
We might be able to pull this off, not only get in, but we'll also be able to scan just in case we need more information on the actual basement level.
Mm-hmm. My only problem with that is if there's any sort of passwords that they have with the Huts, we would have no idea what they were.
We have a reputable slicer, and I might know a few people who have some connections with several of the Huts
and mechanics represents demolitions as well. And we already have certain chemical attributes sitting in my double garage.
Well, that's a good plan too. That's kind of a different version than.
Well, you're coming in through the front door, gentlemen, right? So you're basically proposing that this stuff. It's good for the fake credits and the credentials because that really does help seal the deal. It's not what's in the box. It's who's carrying the box and what's he carrying with him that makes it the valuable thing.
And I'm clearly a Jedi Knight, right? I mean, like, we're not in disguise kind of thing. Jedi Knights don't go around in disguise.
Actually, they do.
Yeah, they
do.
10 or 11.
But usually their disguise is like, put a hood on. You actually, skill-wise, you are incredibly crippled, but if you were told to walk along one of these men and they say he is my bodyguard or he is my representative, these men are just as easily capable of convincing somebody without the
I'm sure if you decide to look a little scary, you could pose as one.
But I mean, it would make sense for a rich nobleman to have a, for the Republic to assign, or to assign a Jedi as a guard or whatever, or something like that.
Oh, if you want to take it there, if you want to use your official credentials, that's okay, but I mean, just be careful not to get caught in the very trap. Don't get caught is one of the simple things. The local authorities do not know you're doing it.
Yeah, right. Let's not volunteer that, but if we get caught, we can pull it out as a trump card.
Right. Lightsabers look a lot like blasters on paper.
No.
That's no problem. If you guys actually end up in a jail cell, you will be expected to bust yourselves out.
Yeah, of course.
If an entire room full of people is assaulted in some way and then it's left, the follow-up won't happen.
Oh, dear.
The Republic will interfere with the follow-up.
All right, well, that's fine.
Oh, dear.
I'm hoping it doesn't come to a room full of bodies.
Oh, dear.
Not our bodies.
Why, are you excited about that?
No.
Nobody knows what's on that video.
Fretting. Very right. Fretting.
So, so I'm your bodyguard.
Right.
Yes.
And I should just sit in the closer view.
So the second step is, theoretically, I know we're a little ahead of time.
Okay.
It's called a distraction, correct?
Distraction
for the make a distraction, disrupt the meeting.
Oh yeah, that step.
Now that's 3 days from now. They're in the huts have delivered their delegation, which is only going to be one real hut. But the bank can come first, and it's recommended by your contact.
Well, we're ready to start.
Regardless of whether or not the robbery gets discovered by then, is almost irrelevant. The huts can even survive a theft of $3 million because it's the IGBC's fault. And the IGBC deals in billions of billions. They are intergalactic.
That's my point from beforehand. The huts are going to get too hurt by this. We need that to do something with that money, probably. To hurt
them more. They'll act hurt.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I think what we do is we deliver the gold to the huts.
I like that idea.
Wait, hold on a second.
And that puts the huts at odds with the IGBC.
This is a Jedi Knight telling us that we should give gold to a criminal organization.
No, you don't understand. If the huts complain that the gold has been stolen from the IGBC,
well, we would have to wait until right after they make a complaint.
Right. We need to make sure
they make a complaint. Maybe they refund them the money, or they give them some sort of fraud.
Exactly.
Then we tumble up and say, "Here's your gold, boss. You stole it."
Here's the unusual thing I would say from that
IGBC.
If you're worried about dark side points or moral,
or really all that has to happen is the IGBC has to see the gold in the Hutt's chamber. So we take it if we have to.
Right.
Because
I want to cause a lot of intrigue and conflict.
Minimum effort. Maximum results that lives on the, like any con man would say, the actual nature of the people who see it. They believe it.
They believe what they want.
They think they've got the money. You know, or they think they're about to make the money, and that's when the money disappears. It's because they got greedy.
You know, if anybody's all hustle.
Sorry.
But in the meantime, we need to get the goal.
Step one.
So, you guys are coming in the front door, and you are going to... double check the dump truck schedule, or you're going to work on providing the supplies up for the actual heist?
I think I could do that. If you're going to go up front, best to leave us out of this for now.
Okay.
Alright.
I have a modification on your part two if we get that way. It would be nice if we don't want to actually give them the gold.
That's true. I agree.
It would be great if we could figure out a way to like, give them the empty box. In the hotel room of the ambassador after he leaves.
I agree.
Leave the proof that he actually had the box, the paddle or the day or something like that.
I know it's like from the equivalent amount from the hunt, but are there any of those big like torture like balls that Grand Admiral Tarkin has? That used against Leia.
Yes, that is a
droid. Is a droid. That is a.
You're quite clear.
Interrogation droid. It's like it's medical. Yeah.
How much gold can you fit in there?
Yeah,
most likely.
You're talking with a repulsor lift. That's a problem. You'd be doing most of the calculations up on that. You'd either want a cargo skiff.
All right. So
if you went with the whole vault, if you busted most of the vault and took the stuff out, other than the mess you're making, you're looking looking at something that's still going to be more real, closer to the ground. That's a big floater. You're not going to be able to put this floated out on like a balloon. As it that tour's a little too small for that.
They just turned the big ball.
Yeah, that would be neat.
Very fair. Same technology, though. It's always the same repulsive field. Same stuff that keeps the air speed as well. If it was something small that you wanted to do out like that, that's certainly, yes. Anyway, all right, so we're going to go with the front of the bank, and we'll just deal with that first. All right. Welcome to IGDC. How may I help you?
I have a large item I want stored securely.
All right. Our safe deposit boxes are very reasonable rates, and they are located right here over here in the double transparent plexiglass case.
Will these do?
Small, not much bigger
than you, and they're all walking around. This is the bad section, so basically, no, these won't do.
It's you two here and us two.
What do you think?
We need the most secure facility possible.
My man says this is no good. Anything better than this, or should we go elsewhere? I know the name of the... I forgot the name of my nation.
Siswana.
I know the name of Siswana has diminished in recent years, but we still have quite a lot of clout. I need top-notch security.
Perhaps, if you hold on a second, and bring forward the manager,
mm-hmm.
who happens to actually be the bank manager, not the assistant manager or stuff like that. It's a mun. They're a very tall, thin-looking species. They live very rarely in the film. Those are the guys that pretty much are behind. They are expert in economics, mathematicians, and bankers.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up very serious-looking, very ganky-looking.
Wonderful.
How may I be of service to these houses of Siswana?
I have several items that need top-notch security. These facilities will not do.
May I ask the size or general nature of these items?
Dimensions, please. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they are, but I'm assuming we need to figure this out.
Look up table,
whatever you need. So you're talking for the carrying weight. You're basically looking to do a one-for-one trade if you somehow can
swing. Exactly.
All right. So say about 2 meters.
All right.
That's ballpark. This table, us, whatever. That is quite an asset. You do understand it will be extra expensive.
Of course.
Well, the... this Eridu Bank has been recently upgraded given the security concerns that have been happening.
Really?
It's my pride to tell you that the top-notch security that's been available lately is completely available to more distinguished customers, such as yourself.
No.
And roll of
well then.
What would be the delivery rate?
We would deliver the... We would be responsible for security ourselves up until it becomes in your possession. I suppose you have lifter droids to carry the actual load?
Lifter assisting units,
yes.
They're not truly droids. We tend to have our guards.
The minutia,
that's good. Droids have lost their credibility.
Certainly, you know.
I suppose.
It was an unfortunate incident.
Actually, that's what does it.
Oh, yes, I heard. My colleague will, of course, be present. It is a gift from his people, and we were to ensure that it remains as secure for sentimental and ceremonial reasons.
Oh, absolutely. And the final locking away location would be no problem. It's approximately 30 meters of high security location just down a
street. Sir, perhaps we should see this location before we commit to this.
I suppose that would be prudent.
That's striking you as wrong is like 30 meters down.
Oh, 30 meters is
down. This is the high. As far as you know, it goes the length of the building, which means that you guys are getting like shorted.
All right. So
literally.
Oh, okay. So it's about 60 meters down?
Down the hallway. Like, as far as the hallway.
So he's telling us the normal vault.
Yeah, well, he's telling you of security arrangements he would make for a vault for you in that special hallway.
Yeah.
30 meters down, that's about half or less.
Okay.
Right.
From the bare outlines that he has from the hack.
So as I say, we should probably see these facilities before committing to them, sir.
Very well. I suppose that would be pragmatic. Can we arrange a tour?
Absolutely, right away. He proceeds to show you. He literally walks you. He decides to tell you that he's going to walk you through the security office. Very rare.
Mm-hmm.
He communicates on a speakerphone. He connects it through one door that leads him through the back.
Mm-hmm.
Directly out towards the back, towards this security room.
Right.
All right. And he shows you many of the camera arrangements they have. Now, your privacy is important to us.
Mm.
While this vault can be placed in cannot be accessed all the time, it has to be accessed by our security staff, supervisor here from our loading dock.
So these rooms are accessed through security monitors, is what he just said. Their security...
You look at all the monitors.
Uh-huh.
None of the monitors look down that hallway. They look out from that hallway. They look onto the loading dock, and around, but it's not... That area is still off balance.
Right. Now, I'm going to need a clarification. The place he wants to bring us isn't on the camera, or the place we want to go
is?
You're
in the camera room right now. You are in the security office.
Right. So I don't understand where he's trying to take us. He's taking us to the secure vault, or he's taking us to the less secure vault?
Right.
He's taking you to the very secure vault.
All right, so why...
He assures you.
So why is he shorting us?
The distance that you guys know the entire hallway is capable of,
yeah.
If the huts are down the end of the hall,
yeah.
Why is...
Halfway.
Right, why is he sending you only halfway?
Why does that matter, though?
Because we can't possibly be in the one all the way down to the hall if it's already taken.
Right.
Now, the halfway hallway, the one he wants to put us in.
It is the same hallway, but it takes you halfway down.
Right.
And the stuff isn't just put in the hallway, it's put in big...
Oh, it is a secure room, yes. Absolutely.
What's a secure room? Is it a secure room inside the hallway, or the hallway itself is one big secure room?
No, the hallway itself is... Because now he's showing you, he's walking you down.
So now we're in the hallway.
Right. And say here's the back.
He wants to put us in a vault 30 meters down that hallway.
Right. And say this is 30 meters.
Yeah.
And he shows you a multi-layered material. And he gives you an example of the material.
When there are other vaults down further.
Further down the hallway.
Yeah.
And
right.
It turns.
So where we want to go is
see
here.
A conference, yeah.
And this door is
conference
like
room down here. You see that it goes and it turns.
All right. Yeah.
Well, this does seem like it's about the right ballpark. You have something so close to the kitchen, if you know what I mean.
Well, I understand the loading dock may seem quite unconventional, but the services involved for such a large object, normally, that is the best solution. And our security guards are right by that doorway.
Please. I take only like a half step away so you guys can fully hear what we're saying. Between the conference room and the loading dock is not exactly the prime location for a ceremonial passing between the Calamari Nation and my own, if you understand.
Intriguing.
I mean, there's a long hallway down there. Isn't there another slot open?
Well, those are very special environmentally protected. I wasn't sure of your needs. Two by two would be too large for that room.
Well, sir, we could break them up because they are... They do need specific temperatures other...
I understand.
Yes, sir.
Well, if the size of the matter, I'm sure we could rearrange them.
Give me a deception roll now.
Okay.
We're kind of middle of the ballpark, but yeah, sure.
Natural 20.
Dude, forget it. You've got him rolling. He will absolutely make arrangements for this, but it can't be done today. It has to be done tomorrow. Just because it's going to take them time to settle certain arrangements.
Very
so, he absolutely. He walks you down the hall. You see a windowed, secured area that is for guests,
mm-hmm.
for special conferences. But it's too small for anything like that. They're going to be running for the whole big show. And he leads you past hallways, and then he shows you some of the security features: turrets on the security ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
certain nozzles lead you into the secure vault, which says, well, this takes 2 keys usually, but if you can digitally set the handle on extra set. For the arrangements, we would have to make the clearance. You're going to have to give us advance notice for everyone.
Of course. You're getting all this, right?
We're actually having secret dialogue.
All right,
you're the script.
Entirely fair.
Not that I want to do any sort of like metagaming, as it were, but we don't know anything about them, do we? Like, we don't have any suspicion.
No, your reputation doesn't lead you to him.
All right, that's fine. I'd actually rather not know.
His name is Lore, essentially, but it's like, it's not really your problem.
Right.
Not your business.
I didn't think so.
Him, he's strictly small time. In fact, heard somebody, you know somebody who knows somebody who hired him to delete a certain video file.
Mm.
And you really feel you could have used a friend like that in the old, a little while ago. So he has a good employment reputation among the community.
So it seems like we have a plan here. What I like most is the fact that second key sets can be made for doors, which means that there's going to be a way of you accessing it, perhaps with another key set. Like, for example, what if we order to... I'm sure we are in like a few minutes.
Yeah, you will be in a few minutes. We're closing this up, although...
Yeah.
Give me one roll.
Sure.
Go ahead. I'll explain in a minute.
If we initially ask for two sets of keys for our own slot for a thing, I mean, it shouldn't take any extra time, because it's like, while he's giving us the master key, he'll make it the other.
The bank employee is one of the two keys.
All right, well, you said a third set would be made.
Yeah, it's like a second signature to the two people that churn one of the two signatures. That's the add-on.
Right.
That way you know the difference between the Hutts opening the door and you opening the door.
Exactly.
He never tells you who the client is, but you, of course, know.
Right. So I'm hoping that if we do get an extra key and you have some time with it, you can make that key into skeleton keys that can open up Hutt's door.
He says it's very cutting edge technology, and he goes on to that, and he says he doesn't know all the details.
That's right. Our plan isn't to open the door anyway. Our plan is to have him
the droids
deliver
to
the
droids.
It's still a good plan.
Yes.
I mean, that's still a good idea.
What?
That might be a plan.
Yes.
It would be the Hutt representative on this planet?
Yes.
Oh no, it would be a representative of the Hutt. Hutt's not going to carry his big butt back there and turn the key.
It
would be the nearest guy who has the special digital key with the proper authorization. A lot of hassle that you guys can get around. You do know there has been a presence here before. What I made you roll was use the force exception. There has been a presence here before recently. You also sense something.
I sense something, of course.
Evil, dark, but you can't quite put your finger on it. But it is not a living presence right here now. You also know that the droids and the nozzles seem very frustrating for you, especially, which is why you are glad that this is you guys are trying to do an end run.
What are the nozzles?
Nozzles. I did mention nozzles. As in gas nozzles.
Yes. Droids and the nozzles.
Droids and nozzles. Security. The droids are part of these droids available. It says he never shows you how they exit. There are other doors in the hallway that are recessed and solid. No windows. But he does say the turrets drop down and there's the nozzles. And he just says the nozzles. He doesn't say anything more.
Right. And you said that
you of all people, you are normally for most Jedi. That's one of that can be an attack that you can't mind affect the droids. The nozzles would normally be an environmental effect that the Jedi don't usually equip for. You are actually nearly invulnerable to that. Unless it's vacuuming, literally vacuum suction, or out in space, you are actually pretty resistant to just about everything that comes down the pike unless it's Sith alchemy or something. That's your body, that's part of what the special skills get. You're immune to radiation.
Your character is not involved walking through radiation.
Did you mention anything about having feeling a disturbance in the world?
I will tell you back when we get out of sight.
So we know that there's a Hutt representative coming within 3 days. He's here. Oh, he's here.
Oh, dude, it takes them so long to move their fat asses. It's not who they thought it would be. They thought it would be Jabba. Jabba apparently is not available. Jeff is apparently pregnant.
Oh yeah, because they're asexual.
Yeah, they switch back and forth as they want. Yeah. That's the rumor.
I thought it was going to be a person.
There will be an actual hut. There will be representatives that will. They're the largest delegation of physical criminals. The Black Sun actually has only sent one man plus his support staff.
One man plus his support staff
from the Black Sun.
Are asexual?
Well, asexual or hermaphroditic?
Oh, hermaphroditic.
Or they switch off their gender.
Well, they have, like, some have feminine personalities.
Right. Having said something dark in the force, I want to track
the thing you feel is a location, but you...
And in fact, I'm going to say, Eric, I have sensed something dark in the force, a presence that I have not felt in a long time. I must see to it.
Wait, before we go, when?
In the vault.
Something's been bothering me since we've been in that vault, and I don't know if it's the huts being able to be that, or your force issues, but there's environmental protections.
Yes.
Where they're holding gold. Gold doesn't rust.
Well,
I mean, I suppose it has something to do with the nozzles and a way of preventing attacks, but what are in these cells?
He can tell you outright, like, I think he did mention that, that's a bit large of a container for that many ingots.
Oh. So
there's others. There's possibly other things.
Could they be hiding something that would hurt your...
Not going to use that again.
Force?
What?
Oh, I have a feeling I know what's in there.
You know the hut pregnancy thing? That's actually supposed to be coming canon. Apparently the new TV animated series will be recovering Jabba.
Oh, it's an animated series.
Jabba. It's both an animated and a live action.
I'm not even sure if it's true. I'm actually playing up because it's just a rumor that sounds scandalous.
I saw the trailer.
That sounds pretty rude. Scandalous. I was just going to be if that were true.
Yeah.
That the Jedi are helping Jabba.
Yeah.
No, the huts are...
No, but Wikipedia, I just use that over and over again. That's where I know all my stuff.
No, but the answer to your question, I was like, the presence that I felt was no longer there. So I'm not sure.
There is something there that is disturbing you inside the vault.
Oh,
but there was a living presence that walked that hall or was in the vicinity before. You sent something left over. It's not a specific power. It's not psychogeometry. You don't have that.
So almost like something was alive there.
The human presence. You're telling me that is a force user? Or
possibly.
Like, why would I be surprised at a human presence in this vault? Because I expect
of a user of the force, of the dark side, right. Yes.
Okay.
So give, because your role was, your first role was good. You did ask about the whole city. I want to respect that. You feel that you are not alone in this city with users of the force, the actual force sensitives. You don't have much more details. You are reading.
We will need to be in our guard.
Something very strong.
I would just say that. We will need to be in our guard. And I'll say this. So there's something still in the vault that is disturbing the force.
Yeah, your vision of the force, yes.
All right. What exactly is your vision of the force?
Living, unifying, Jedi-ish, good stuff.
The force is present in everywhere.
Right.
In everything.
So there could be a...
Remember, the Sith were still legend back then.
Like, those are mere legends. However, it could be something equally bad.
What could be equally bad against the Jedi?
Not gold.
I don't know. Something other than gold. Yeah.
Before we had come up with this plan, I was under the impression that there was only gold. We were only taking gold. And now you're seeing the box is bigger than the gold. I should have been informed of this beforehand. Perhaps I'm not equipped to,
as long as we
follow through on my end of the project now.
We have to be able to adapt. That's all we have to do.
That's all you have to do.
Bigger than the gold and perhaps not gold. We must be on our guard.
And reeking of evil.
It's still a trivial factor. If you say it was a previous presence, and the presence is no longer there, which is good.
Right.
If the presence was there, I would be more worried. But since it's not there anymore, are, I'm not worried.
Exactly. Let us continue with our plan.
And besides, we have a Jedi Knight. He should be able to deal with any Force sensitives that try to go against us.
As you say.
Yes. All right. Can I find a location of where the Black Sun representatives are?
You got it.
They are at the same... they are currently sitting at the port, but they will all end up at the same building. They are all staying at the same building. Literally across the street from when that disaster happened.
I'm wondering if we'd be able to...
Well, see what's helping them.
If we'd be able to impersonate them to get into the basement.
So what?
The bank.
Why don't we stick to the plan that we have started?
How many droids are we using to get all this gold out?
That's what the bank droids. The bank droids.
Bank loaders. Well, you wanted to remotely...
Right.
The time factor might be a problem, but the fact is you guys are going to make a shot for this one.
I just don't trust droids.
You are correct. And that is
droids
why...
Droids can be easily reprogrammed. That's my technical...
Our guy's better than their guy.
That is why we will...
Yeah, that's a good point.
And we will be there in case anything goes wrong.
So we're going to be accompanying the droids.
Yes.
What guys? But you said remote. Are we going to be in the basement already, or are we just going to wait?
We're going to be in the basement making our delivery. And while we're making our delivery, they're making their exit.
Also, you've already made...
Yep. We made arrangements so that we will make a delivery later.
How long do you think of... When will we make our delivery so we can do our schedule?
They will have the gold ready in tomorrow, but we should be prepared to deliver tomorrow or the next day.
Yes. And we have time. We need to do this before 3 days, which is when the meeting is going to take place.
Does the bank manager usually follow you to the basement?
I'm demanding he doesn't, because it's a very personal nature.
It doesn't matter if he doesn't.
But wouldn't be he wouldn't
it need to be for the
game. Oh, for the game. Yes. Right, never mind. That's why he's here.
He will be.
Will he be able to use his force powers to take the key?
We're hoping so. Do you know anything about this race? Like, he's immune to force, like that flying thing?
He's not immune to force. You are a traveler of the space force. You are one of the guys who are always on the outside edges of the galaxy. You know that the Mon are very intelligent, though, and this man may be
prove resistant. However,
we Jedi have other means than the force.
You are very aware that he has been simply a bank representative all his life, though, so it's not like he's had any kind of real... It's not the level that you guys are as far as heroic.
Right? All right.
To put it out of game terms.
That's
he
right.
He's non-heroic. He might be higher level, but he's not heroic.
I think we're good with our plan.
He might be higher level. Okay, I'm not going to use that.
That actually affects his power.
I wish I didn't hear that. Because I think it's just a bank manager.
He is a bank manager.
He's a level 20 bank manager.
Out of game, he's a bank manager.
I'm a level 20 bank manager.
Exactly. Actually, no, that's the bigger guys. He's a level 16 bank manager if you're going to push me. If you shoot him, he will most likely scream.
Right.
Well, maybe not. But... Shoot him twice.
I mean, it may not be the best plan, but it's a plan.
It is a plan.
And we're ready with it.
And I think, all right. So you guys go to the loading dock with, what is your method of picking up, or you just, what is your method of dropping off?
We're going to actually have a vehicle there to drop it off, because we're dropping something off, legitimately.
So, all right, Fender gives you the land speeder.
Yeah.
Now, bigger than the T-38 you see in the old New Hope. All right, it's got a bay out the back. It kind of leans a little to the back when you're putting the stuff in.
Right.
It works fine. Gets you there.
All right. And then trash pickup is to pick up the gold.
He's in charge of that. So, I'm just going to try to get an idea. Why don't you give me a roll for your slicing? For the trash pickup.
You have to understand.
And another roll for your deception.
We're enslaved.
Deception is 27.
As a charisma of 3.
I need 20 out, right?
Wow.
Therefore,
that boggles my mind.
I will also, while we're all together, I'm bolstering ally.
26. 36.
Right. I'm bolstering ally while we're all together. We're gonna do this break. So I think it's plus 1 to everything.
Inspire confidence.
That's the one?
To skill and to attack.
Inspire confidence. That's
right. Bolster allies to
attack. That's one person at a time, right?
No, that is the group as long as they can see you.
Oh, as long as they can see
you. Do not have the one that gets you around the corners yet. That within six squares of you or more. Actually, as soon as they see you within six squares, they can walk further away, but they have to keep an eye sight.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead anyway.
So, yeah,
Right, we've got that. Your part to play is the calculations that go along with them for the trip. So it's the four of you and the speeder. Right. You have the information. You're using a portable data pad. Be aware, you do know that there's still probots, camera bots on the outside. So you guys gotta behave yourselves as soon as you get within a block or two of those.
Can I disguise myself before?
Yes. In fact, that's a really good idea in this part. We're not doing anything specific yet. What was the total?
20. The only thing suspicious will be when the garbage scout shows up and someone says, there's no delivery scheduled, or there's no call.
But we're putting the call in.
Right, right. I mean, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Actually, that's one thing we should do beforehand.
They don't need to remain on the site.
Yeah.
That's why I check this stuff.
All right.
I don't trust people.
So, you should probably get, like, even, like, the morning of, have them pick up the trash so there is no trash, and then have them pick them up again. No, it doesn't matter. Let them have, we'll take gold and trash.
He's like, are you? Well, you're not. Yeah. He's not even giving me a challenge yet.
Right.
To him, he is way past you guys in a lot of ways.
That's fine.
He hasn't even needed to use a revolt.
So I would know what I'll be able to tell you.
Great.
So, you guys go in, you drop the keys, they give you the one access key. You want to perform the mind trick on the monk?
I need to perform, yes, I mean, I need to have him think all as well, right?
Well, I mean, he's calm for quite a while. Doing it at the end is probably more helpful than doing it at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like,
when we're alone with him and quiet, and right. before something, the shit's gonna hit the fan.
Yeah. So
the only reason I would need to do the mind trick is if he realizes that the droids are taking out the gold, and then I would need to say, you know, the droids are delivering, you know,
right.
Ignore the droids.
That's horrible.
Right. Take no notice of the droids.
He starts chatting it up with you though. Because at that point, well, actually, give me a roll. I want to see this.
This is a mind trick roll?
Yes. Okay. It's use the force roll.
Yeah, use the force roll.
Which is one of only two skills you have, but then it actually covers a lot of stuff. The Jedi get the cheat by basically making everything revolve around that stack.
Right. And that looks like a 19 or is that a 10?
That's like a 19 or a 14.
Is that a 14 or a 19? Probably a 14. Is that a 14 or a
19? That's a 19. Yes, it's a 6 plus a 3 plus a 5 plus a 5. Yes, 19.
All right.
Sorry. Let's clarify that if you want on there. The script between you two guys? Oh,
31.
31. All right, and let's see. That would be...
You have matching dice. That's a good set.
You know what I like? I like these. I just know some pyramid dinosaurs.
Oh, the dinosaurs we got at another con where they were just tossing like those huge packs and it was like from some child set or something.
Wow.
Yeah. They're starting to wear out though. I'm a little ticked about that. It's a shame for what you get what you pay for there. Alright, no, he does go along with it. You do have this guy. You're pulling him right around. You're mastering the force very soon. We'll go on with the loading. What you are looking at is, and he does ask about ignoring the droids, but the box is still kind of there. The box that you guys are dropping off, leave it in the corner, no particular direction, don't sweat it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The container that you're looking at in the middle of about twice the width of the box. The box is not quite a cube, it's a short cube, but it's squared all the way around. Solid, at least duranium, by the looks of it, very expensive. Like, this is the stuff you're using on the outside of most spaceships.
Any control panel to open it? Any other markings?
Yes, there's a control panel to open it. And what's more interesting is there's lower racks that are more like file cabinets, and then there's higher squares that are more like box out drawers. And there's a couple different varied ones.
Have we ever never seen anything like this before.
No, it's clear. It's a custom construction. It's very clear. It's very new. It does have, like, it's still a documentation on it. Basically, you know, they just unwrapped the bridge and they just put it there.
I mean, this is the crate. Okay, do I sense this disturbance in the forest near this crate?
Yes. It is very strong. One of these cubes is, there is something here. There is a cave.
So
there is a something. It's not living, and there is a dark tone. There's definitely not a person in it.
This is in addition to the gold. Or this is instead of the gold.
No. Like the gold is there.
There is still gold here.
As
right.
far as your incredible senses can do. Give me another roll, please.
All right. So the droids are...
Which one's mine?
That's yours. This is mine.
Okay.
So that's still...
I gave you the die in the first...
Yeah, they're both yours. Okay. This is the one I'm rolling.
All right, yes. So you're coming up at what, 30?
30.
Yes, and something is afoot. You again sense the presence of someone around. Not in the room, not in the hallway. Something is coming.
Something is coming. Finish. I must deal with this.
All right, I need to.
Grace is no longer required. He's out.
What's that?
Grace is no longer required. This man is out. I'm waving my eyes.
Yeah, he's out. Yeah.
All right, fine. We have to get going quickly. Something's coming. So get
by the way, because it's your life, we can fit it. Your leans are actually more towards a separate job. But can you work the nets so you know you can get a job?
Can the lifters? Can the lifters handle this large container? And can it fit on our vehicle?
Can it fit on the vehicle? The vehicle, your vehicle?
No, the dump. Can we take this with us on the dump truck?
They're loading. Oh, on the garbage scout.
Yeah.
It's tough. The problem for the garbage scout is like you've got to basically clear out the garbage. Like you've got to shove it up against the garbage that's in the bin in the whatever rollaway container, and then and get it to work.
We would have
only, be interesting.
We would have only made sure that the garbage was clear for the 2x2 meter box. So anything in addition to that might be a problem.
So you want to empty? Oh, you want the drawers to empty out the drawers and come?
Yeah. Basically. All right.
Sorry if I'm a little fuzzy because I'm kind of.
Is that what we wanted?
No. Well, we want the droids. We want the garbage scout beforehand. We were talking about making sure it was at least empty enough to fit a 2x2 meter. That area, that volume.
2x2 by 2 by 2.
Right, so that the cube could be taken. So the one we thought was here will be taken, put it in. If there's more stuff we want to take now, then we have to list it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, we didn't know this big cube was here, did we?
I don't know which cube
you had. You didn't get a lot of information before because the information was not easy to get. But this container will be...
I guess, Tom, what I'm asking you is, we definitely have room on the garbage scout for the gold.
Right. That's what
we have room on the garbage scout for the other cube.
Exactly.
No, this is the cube with the gold. The gold's in the lower route. The gold must be held inside that container.
No.
Yeah. You understand where I'm going? So the 2x2x2 is a vault they literally brought in for themselves.
It's a cube. It's a large vault inside the vault.
Yes.
Right.
So you came through the door.
So we would need to open this up to take the gold out.
Yeah. It's sort of like having the safe deposit boxes in the center instead of on the side.
So we really should have enough room in the garbage scout because we would have made sure that it wasn't that full. We didn't bring a full one to load up our crap.
You probably are going to need to get the...
Can we fit the... You know, is there an opening?
Right.
The container is just about large enough, but the thing that compresses the stuff together is in the way.
Yeah. Right.
So we need to either empty out this cube and fit everything by hand into the garbage scout.
All right. And disable. There's almost certainly there's going to be a disable here.
All right.
And that's going to be tough to pull off in front of.
All right. I will delay whatever's coming. You will need to get this open and...
As we're about to open it up, wait. You're going to leave us while we open up the box that might have something evil inside
it? You guys want to come with them? I misunderstood. I thought you
He definitely did, because he was the Mon Calamari ally I had. You, I'm not too sure about.
Yeah, you were talking as if he might was in the bank with you, and he wasn't. He specifically said he wasn't.
Oh.
He wasn't. But I just, I treated it as I was separating out the information as he went to say what you tell them when they get back.
Right. Well, the pressure would be, but
if you have a communication device, I'll watch outside.
Yes, you guys all have comments issue.
I'll
you can encrypt them. You can't guarantee that you'll have them the whole duration if somebody is,
or that it won't be
jammed. Not impossible, but you know.
When I say alert, something horrible is coming.
That's code for alert.
When I say
you know
alert,
something's coming?
No, I'm not sure.
No. Is there something from
the word? I know something's coming.
The Mun is like concerned.
I said something's coming.
Yeah. The Mun banker is concerned, but only because he's just seen you guys kind of talking here and he doesn't know the details. He's far enough away.
The same day?
You guys are all, this is the next day. This is day one, actually. What's this day one? You should have arrived. Day one of the...
Step one, we dropped off our stuff. Step two, we got their stuff. Step three, he said deliver their stuff, and then we have this extra step of who the hell's coming for us. You're handling who's coming for us. We're not doing that.
Are they in the halls with you?
That's up to them. I thought so, but you may not
gentlemen,
be.
Gentlemen, you were in the speeder. We agreed on that already.
Yeah.
Did you want to go down the halls with them? You're in disguise, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, my feeling was that you were supposed to be there because you had the key card. You'd be able to use it. So that's why I thought you'd be there.
Well, that's the great part then, because you know, give me a knowledge tech roll, because you have that. Sorry, I misunderstood that as far as the interest of what you guys were trying to do.
I was 32.
I'm making sure you don't have it either.
Nope.
No. You do understand what it would take to open up the container. You understand the engineering principle. 32. You know that this is that top of the line, special custom made by definitely by made by Core World System, Corellian or something like that. It is definitely an engineering masterpiece, well planned out. You think you can hack it if it comes to that to open this up? But you know that's because you've got the Hornets.
We don't have much of a choice.
I will see if I can buy you that time. And I will move towards where I sense this dark presence coming.
Well, you know that the hallway is a long way past. You know, and you're starting to...
All right, so you're actually not out of line of sight with us then, at least there's that.
No, it doesn't matter. Like I said,
I'm not that far. Save us from the box.
All right. Give me another use of the computer.
But I will move farther enough away that I am between anything coming and the loading dock.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So that I move down the hall towards you.
Well, you guys are going to be down like a corner here.
Right. And here's the loading dock, right?
Here's the loading dock.
Okay, well, I'm going to move down until, you know.
Conveniently enough, it looks something like that.
Yeah.
With the trash container and the slinger room.
Comes out into the other drawing.
I'm now using the other drawing as well. Right. But you're coming out here, but you are not going all the way out. You can give yourself more than plenty of time. The speeder is still there.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just making sure. The speeder's still there. Things look normal. The couple of security guards are standing around in the parking lot.
No, I'm not leaving the parking lot.
I mean, no, they are in the loading dock. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm not leaving the underground tunnel.
Yeah, no, I know that. That's what I'm saying. You are somewhere like here.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So everything still seems very clear so far. Guards are moseying around. The Mun starts to try to chat up with you a little, but you understand.
He came with me?
He was in the hallway.
That's fine. No problem.
Not listening to them
have
a talk about.
That is, in fact, perfectly good. I'm in the hallway pretending to talk to the Mun.
I'm talking to you while you're trying to work. You don't believe in any of this dark force nonsense, do you? I mean, none of it's real. Really real.
I've had a lot of downtime in between.
All right, so you rolled an 18. Where does that put you?
I heard a lot of stuff.
Sorry. You rolled an 18. Where does that put you for the use computer? You are actually refused. However, you know why. It does not get more hostile. There's sort of like a rating system, the same way that you have this chart down the side. It doesn't get more hostile or anything like that. You're smooth enough for that. You just missed it by a hair. You're gonna need a few more minutes to work on this.
And I'm gonna give you. I wouldn't tell you there before, but you have a bolster ally. It's, I think it's plus one to your skill check. One?
And it would be.
Oh wait, plus one? Actually, you're right.
Yeah.
Right. You just barely made it.
I'm like, are you sure you didn't get it? Oh yeah.
You're getting the inventory list now, but you're not gonna get the contents list. You're getting the indicators that this X amount of weight, the entries and exits, almost all of them are on the same time block, as far as you can tell. So you guys can see that all the battle shells are filled at the same time. The top shells are kind of filled along the way, including a couple of them were filled before it arrived. So just give me a few more minutes with it. You notice that the loading dock, the guards in the loading dock have decided to go and take a little bit of a walk. The two of these are one smoking a death stick. He's kind of walking up towards just further away and down off to the left of what you're seeing. Do you want to get another roll? I just want to say it out loud, or is it to him only?
No, I'm just trying to get those here.
Okay, say it to him.
I think you have the ability to reroll. I think it might be one of your talents.
Oh yeah, reroll.
No, all right, that didn't happen.
He's a -40% right now.
What are you doing?
Just continuing.
Oh yeah? Plus one, you got that in there, right?
30?
Use a 30. No, this unit is still, you got it down 5, it's going to be a 35. You can re-roll that if you want. Oh, that was with the re-roll? You notice a security warning, and surprisingly enough, it's more about some of the top shells. Like, you notice when the thing's starting to...
Going over the inventory list, these bottom shells are loaded at the same time. You're giving me a warning about the top shells before it loaded.
I need you to roll for your use of the force again, which would be perception in this case.
But I use the force for perception, right?
Right.
So that was 16, 35.
All right. You know there is something waiting outside. There is a disturbance.
I will stealthily move forward to it. Okay. I will head in that direction. All right. In order to identify.
Do you tell the bank manager that's going to just stand there?
Oh, I will tell him, return to your office.
Well, you had to go through there. Go to the conference room.
Yeah, okay.
Because you have to go through the course.
Okay.
Do you really want to use the mind trick for that? Because kind of. Okay.
No, why not?
It doesn't matter. For the time.
If he doesn't go, for the time
process it takes, it doesn't matter. You've reset the power. What it is sort of like expended powers where you get them and you fill them out. So in combat, it's very difficult. You have to
do so much effort. Right.
You hear a blaster.
Okay.
It was muffled, but you definitely heard it.
Well, then I will head to
the... It's not like it's down the hallway. It's definitely somewhere out in the lobby.
I will head to that.
Out in the boarding deck. Okay. You come around the corner, you see that repainted, like bigger, like military style box truck of a vehicle is there, and you see one of the security guards talking with the driver, and the other guard's missing.
Okay.
apparently. I will walk towards the guard and the driver.
Alright. You see that there's a passenger in the passenger seat. You recognize that this vehicle looks more like the sort of vehicle that would be on the SWAT teams of the police department.
Alright. But it's repainted.
It's repainted.
You know,
nearly fresh.
Like in SWAT colors, or it's repainted as
plain colors
or
from
plain colors.
Black.
Alright.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm thinking the guard's in on some kind of scheme to do something, but I'm going to force them to react to me. Depending on what they do, we'll determine what I do. So I'm walking towards them.
The security guard goes around from the driver's side and starts to walk towards the back of the vehicle. The front nose is facing like 3/4 angle at you. So now he's walked around the behind the back of the truck away from you. The guy in the front.
And this is on the loading dock side.
It's loading on the dock side. When I get a fresher piece of
paper. That's okay. That means it's on the other side than the garbage.
Yes, it's away from the garbage side.
Okay.
It's almost like right around here. Not nearly the scale if we're ignoring this part.
Okay.
The security guard was here talking to the driver's side. All right.
Okay.
It is wheeled. It is a heavy unit. It has those roll back doors.
Okay.
Just like a bread truck kind of thing.
Okay.
And you see the guy in the front passenger seat kind of lean forward and start looking. And he's scruffy looking. You don't see any kind of uniform or anything like that.
All right.
And you see like this kind of arm motion, but you can't tell. Kind of cut off. You don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna
give me another slicer roll because you're one of the fastest in the business.
No, it's just an iron screen. It's blocking your way.
Give it some spin. Try again on the wheel. There you go. Alright, you are getting access. Do you want to go for the inventory list, or do you want to just try to open sets of drawers? Four drawers. Alright, you've got assessments that look like monetary assessments. You guys are helping them understand what those are. They're kind of a universal ingot that's used by some of the outer rim systems, like the Techno Union and stuff like that. It's just going to be currency with the history streets. But the Republic did want it at the time. They did act like it was their money. The stuff above... Sorry, we'll get back to you in a second. The stuff above is... unidentified for a lot of it. Some of them are environmentally conditioned. Some of them are hermetically sealed. And a couple are on password, but the rest are like, some of them are just items. Symbols that would clearly be either works of art, tributes. Like, you're reading over the shoulder, you're seeing from the lore, you're recognizing names of artworks, other items that would be kind of.
That was supposed to be missing.
Not all rare and precious, but some of it's clearly stuff that you recognize the names.
It's in the arms of the Venus de Milo.
Right. Whatever, yes. Yeah. So.
Our job. I'm going to use surge to jump on top of the truck.
All right. You jump on top of the truck, and the guy starts. The guy is already starting the engine. He's going to start to pull forward, and you see the other guy raising a blaster.
The other guy?
Yeah, the passenger.
Okay. All right.
So you see him raising a blaster, but the door is opening between, and you are seeing more people inside. And it's, we're probably going to have to go to initiative, which I don't want to really split the two of them up. Why don't you guys start working on busting out what you need to bust out?
I don't see any bodies lying around from the blaster fire, right?
You know that there was a pool of blood on the passenger side now that you're over the angle. You know
it. All right. Well, I'm going to jump on top of the roof.
All right. You go on top.
I hope that they shoot at me.
Well, first of all.
You can wait till we're on the same timeline for all mission or whatever.
You guys, you want to go for the money? You want to try to bust it out? You want to try to set the droids to... You want to just lie to the droids?
Yes, definitely. All right.
These are classic models and so on. You know, they say they have extra programming for when they're ordered for combat, but they don't. You know that they have extra programming when they're ordered for combat, but they don't. They're not in that kind of mode right now. You guys start loading it up, and you're going to be literally moving gold ingots. You guys are set. for the hall.
Alright, we've done our job. I look at the two of you.
No, but I can tell you, he can help you with that if you want. Do you want to help him with that?
Which one?
Just identifying why a hermetically sealed classified, like, still unidentified object is in there.
Which I roll?
You would do knowledge, physical sciences. The best you can think of is something that's going to rot out in the air.
Something organic that it needs a specific atmosphere to be taken care of.
Or even, like, yeah, something that was organic, like wood or anything like that.
No. Our job is to get rid of the gold, not the dark, evil thing that's locked in the box.
I agree with you completely.
They do not shoot the roof. They continue to drive up towards the security guard thing.
You really believe in...
Up to the loading dock. They're going nose first in towards the entrance to the hallway where your speeder is. Where the speeder is that you guys brought up, they're going in nose first towards that area. So he's driving straight at the building almost. He's not picking up that much speed.
He's picking up stupid. It's like he's going to ram the building.
He'd either likely ram your speeder.
Yeah,
he wouldn't get in the hallway. No, so, and he's not past first gear.
All right. Well, I'm going to jump down.
This could be a great opportunity, and the Jedi would never have to know.
Slice the tire as I go.
Clear of the car.
Slice the whole left side of the tire.
I'll
be outside.
Whatever driver's side, try to back tires.
I don't understand.
Jump down in front. All right. And as it passes, slice both.
Fantastic. Just give me an acrobatics roll.
He's going to be there for like an hour.
This will be over quick. Well, combat goes quick in this game.
No, they're talking about...
My die!
11.
Is that like a glowing dark die? Is that a glowing dark die?
Oh, it's right here, yeah.
Just
25. 25 total.
Yeah. That's just fine for you. You cut right by the vehicle. Give me a damage roll. There would be damage resistance on a stolen police vehicle. It's almost just a matter of how much drama. The tire certainly goes.
9. Is it just 2d8?
Yeah.
Plus 6, so 14.
Okay. Then you do cut through, and the axles kind of pop, and you hear yelling, and the back door opens up. We're going to hold on you. We're going to freeze on that.
Good.
All right. So you guys want to pop the top? Is that what you mean?
Everything except the organic weirdness.
Alright.
We'll take everything that isn't
here. Alright, you probably need to make gimmick rolls, but the fact is, you're pretty much helping to isolate the system. They're over. You got it. Do you want to communicate to these guys at any time?
I will. We'll wait till we. I mean, assume that I. Let us say this. I am communicating what's happening. As there's a stolen police vehicle, I am disabling the inhabitants.
So do you think there was someone else who was going to rob the bank?
That is a good summary. That is a good guess.
I think you should continue to watch out to make sure we're able to escape.
I have not yet disposed of all of them, so be on your guard.
I have complete confidence in your ability to dispose of our...
Alright, no more looting. We have to get ready to go as soon as he's done doing what he's doing.
We have the best splicer in the galaxy here. This is our only opportunity.
Have another group of people who are trying to rob our bank on the same day. That is improper.
I will say it may be that they are after...
This is the perfect...
Quite improper.
Here's what I'm going to say. It may be that they're after the object of disturbing the force. Let us be sure to take that as well.
Son of a bitch!
Listen, we don't have to.
Just leave that here.
We can just technically part of our job.
We can just forget.
You think you can fool a Jedi like that?
For all intents and purposes, he is my superior on this particular assignment. I need him to give me a good review. Take the box.
All right.
Don't open it.
Your hearing alarm arms from the back of the bank. I mean, obviously, even the bad security guards can't ignore the fact that there's a truck that just tried to violate over the
fence. At least it was their fault.
There's the distraction we needed.
This is the perfect opportunity to loot. We didn't even really need to plan.
True.
Actually, one of my ideas was staged bank robbery.
Is anyone else going?
Good work.
Yeah, work the front or work the back is one of the legitimate ways, except it's the most likely to get civilians killed.
Nice job. I'm sorry, it also says staged terrorist attack slash assassination.
The irony is the police presence is really low in the city right now because the police don't want to be involved with the whole criminal element that's here that would win.
They're grab the gold.
Honest on vacation, corrupt, sitting still.
Grab the gold, grab the Tupperware, or whatever you've already loosened from its boxes, and let's go.
The door rolls up on the back, and you see seven people, including one woman, who you sense the dark side of the force.
Okay. Right.
One guy's wearing...
Now, the woman is where the force comes from?
Yeah.
Now, do I know her? Do I know of her?
No.
Okay.
No, but when she lights up her lightsaber, it is green, but...
Green means something?
Green means Jedi, right?
Sure. Still.
I guess there are some corrupt Jedi, right? Yeah, I'm just asking because I'm only familiar with the movies.
Yeah, no, there are dark Jedi. That's once again another way of getting around the rule of two, where there's only two Sith. Oh, just have dark Jedi.
Well, I will say, Force Mistress, your plot is thwarted. Surrender or face the consequences.
Oh, you have no idea the power of the Bando Gola. Gora. Bando Gora.
The Bando Gora are a myth.
I assume.
Can we hear this on the comms?
He left it off.
Call out my comms.
Yeah. Heal the legend.
Fire.
You got a bunch of guys shooting at you now.
Good. That's what I'm waiting for.
All right.
Plan C.
So I can deflect them.
You hear... I need a perception roll from you three.
Perception is here?
Somewhere, yeah. Under P. For perception.
15.
27.
You hear something rolling in solid metal ceiling.
The gates are coming down.
Okay, guys, you do realize there are people on the other side of the gate.
Go. Now, we must rush. Where are the gates exactly, and where are we?
The solid gate, the solid door that came down is near to the far end.
I was going to say, we could go out the front door while all the shit's going on in the back.
Security guards check. You now hear gates starting to close through the hall.
All right. Do we have any chance of making through with our stuff? Or
the horse or the vehicle, right?
You still have the vehicle. You have the roller. I mean, you all three could go get it under one of the gates, and you got half the gate stuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Fine. Yes, yeah, do that.
You have gate meeting that.
And congrats. You no longer have to make a dodge roll, and I'll assume everybody...
You're going to be in battle real soon, so I don't know how else to bring a lot of you together with that.
Should I drive the vehicle to...
You're in this room. It doesn't seem to be...
keep the gates from going.
Here's one of the questions I have. If we stop the gates from closing down with the vehicle, the stuff we've been trying to rescue or salvage would be trapped there as well?
So the gate will be open, so we can get it out.
It'll be down on some of the gold ingots and the unit itself, unless you put it right under the engine, like if you put the engine right under it.
And then we'd still have the box
stuck
there.
Yeah, you basically got like a pallet jack.
So basically we're screwed. The stuff we try to take, we can't get it out in any way.
I mean, can he hack it?
The doors?
Yes.
Maybe. All right, we'll try that.
All right.
We'll prop the door so we can escape, and then hopefully we can lift it again.
Give me a use the force roll for your deflect skill.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we're gonna kind of do this in a more easy way.
That's fine. So the roll is 32.
You are easily taking off. D20s. Yeah, how many D20s do I have?
If you have nothing to do,
there's 8 attacks.
Wow. That is pretty pitiful even for if you if they were your equal, which they're not. The guys pretty much outright miss you. You're like basically you like deflect one shot. You didn't even need to deal with the rest.
I deflect all of them.
Fine, you deflect all of them.
I jump in front of it and deflect. That's the whole purpose of what I'm doing.
She goes, fine, leave him to me.
All right, I'm going to use the force to move object. I'm going to take the truck and fling it.
Liz would be proud.
Please roll your use of force.
Into the somewhere in the
I want to actually give me an initiative roll first,
all right.
Which is your, one of your many weaknesses. Ooh, no, that's a crap die. To be fair, that
would. I don't know what the plus is, so 14 plus whatever.
Initiative, I think, is on the front, right?
Oh, it is on the back. No, it is.
No, it's
23.
Yeah, I got it here.
Oh, yeah, same thing. 23.
23, she beats you. She jumps down and swings at you. Very important. She has got a slightly curved lightsaber.
Your lightsaber is defective.
No, the handle.
No,
not the.
It's
saber.
Like a Dooku lightsaber, right?
It's no. Like a Dooku lightsaber.
Sure.
Sounds like something is coming from the mouth.
So what do I roll?
That you don't roll anything. That's the whole beauty of the new system.
Okay.
It was an 11.
Yeah.
It got folded somehow. It is going to be a 24 against your reflex defense.
27.
Yep. It's not gonna hit.
All right. Then I will use Mother Force to fling the truck.
Wow.
And how big is it? Huge?
Wow.
Or smaller?
It is huge at least.
Okay,
yes.
So that's a 25 yeah. PC.
I mean, what's a space fighter? Colossal?
It's
a massive scale.
It's in the book. Whatever.
It's in the book.
Even larger than you.
Oh, well, that's not so good.
You're feeling your oats. Go ahead and lift it. You get a mental hernia.
No, I failed.
Oh! the thing, which is already kind of busted up anyway, by your lightsaber. Remember that?
Well, yeah. I didn't move a huge. I moved it, but not so far.
Look at Jedi Vane that appears right here.
Yeah, it's like.
Yes. All right. Now, for now, if you want to use that power again while you're in combat, you'd have to spend a force point.
Okay, that power to move on.
By the way, did you want to spend a force point? You have force boon, don't you?
Force what?
Boon.
Yeah.
Okay. If you roll to use the, if you use the force,
uh-huh.
Which is a heroic element, sort of like action dice,
uh-huh.
It would give you a D8 additional to that roll.
Oh.
How much did you miss it by?
I missed it by one. So do I?
Yes.
Can I choose after the roll to use the force
yes.
Boon?
Yes.
Then I will.
Is he still affected by the plus one?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, then I succeed.
Is it for attack skill?
I believe it is because it's only a plus one.
Well, it's not an attack. Actually, it is a skill.
Yeah.
Once again, another thing that makes this.
Okay. Good. So
you do, but you barely lift it.
I barely, but it's all right. I fling it.
And you are flinging it at her.
Just out of the. Just
which,
away.
Which is kind of a good thing. You now have. You hear seven screams. Well, you hear six or seven screams, and you got a couple guys that are falling out of the sides of the truck.
That's fine.
And you smash against the building. You said.
No, I just fling it away. You know, I don't care if the guys all jump out before it goes away safely. It's just a display of power.
Right. Okay. She will pretty much say, you will learn the error of your ways. Boy, any clever pattern.
Yeah. Yes. It will require a better instructor.
I will indeed.
I'll show you.
She's going to take two swings.
That's gonna hit. So that hits me, right?
I believe so. Give me one second, because I did say that she was gonna take two swings at you, so
yeah.
Full attack.
Oh, okay, so it might actually be less.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I just will hold off the entire police force while you're there. Or just hearing lightsabers like Yeah, the clash of clash against each other in the comms.
We're hearing the answer.
My lightsaber's upstairs. I forgot. I meant to bring it.
She didn't bring her lightsaber?
Yeah, I didn't bring my I got yelled at last year for that, too. 16, 11, plus 13, 24 again. So she does miss.
Okay, that misses.
And then the second one.
That also will miss.
Yeah. All right. She's setting her goals too high to try to show me the twice. But
just sort of an ambient shot for the show.
All right. We'll get a better one when you guys get the prize support. Okay. She so she's missed. It's your turn. You want to swing at her?
Really see her face.
So I'm rolling my lightsaber attack.
Right.
Okay. So plus 15. 34.
Is that a crit? Or is 20? That's a 19, right?
It's 19 plus 15, so 34.
Is a lightsaber crit on a 19?
I think that's only with her pad. Let me hold on.
I don't know.
You know, it's funny, they mentioned critical from the
or maybe it's just 20s now, and you don't have to roll again.
I don't care. I mean, if she doesn't do criticals, then I don't do criticals. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, all right, fine. We'll skip that. But she...
Okay.
She does not successfully block, but you recognize her style of combat. She's a duelist.
She's a duelist?
Yes.
Does that mean something to me?
Just that you are getting an eerie feeling that recently events, you're starting to remember some events, your contact. We'll explain later.
Okay. But in terms of this fight, does that mean I'm in trouble?
Probably. Likely. One-on-one, likely.
Oh, she's a professional fighter.
Yes.
I guess.
And
so
you are much
so
more
far.
The not professional fighter.
Got it. So I'm going to say to my comlink comrades, I'm not sure that I can hold her for long. Make your escape as best you can.
I think he's got the right idea.
We're working on our strategy right now.
Right.
Oh, look, a manual override. Pintar, can
so
you
how
take
much damage do I do? Do I do damage to her?
Yeah. If I could say there's an axe.
2d8, right?
I'm sure I could say, look, there's the gate manual override.
2d8 plus 6. So, 11, 17.
All right, 17 points of damage. Sure. She shrieks with rage.
Roll another 6.
That'd be so hot if this was Mara Jade. Sorry?
No, it's definitely not Mara Jade, but... You don't immediately recognize her. She is a mess. She does have tattoos. You don't think you know her. She is going to...
You can come back to these guys.
I'm trying to think of what kind of power she would use to do that. Yeah.
Look, Vintar, I think that's a manual override for the game. I don't know how far away.
Oh, they moved to another room because of the voice.
Do you know where?
No. They took the cape. They didn't tell me.
Because
I called the two rooms and they're not up there. So maybe
I would have thought they would have gone to the rooms for it. I don't know. Maybe they went to the library. The bar, I don't think, welcomes us. Like for games.
I assume they went up to someone's room, but I don't know.
Yeah, he just said he called the rooms. Alright. So,
you see his back.
You guys see a few options here. You've got past the gates. You've got the conference room technology. You've got a small door panel up at the where the thing is, up where the main glass door essentially is, by the exit, like very close to the outside. You got the cart behind you stuck under the gate.
You're really startled and you jump back.
You know, kind of dribbling gold all over the place. And art and other stuff.
Oh, so the manager is probably the one who's closing the gates, right?
No, it's probably automatic when the alarms went off.
Yeah.
Actually, yes, that's a good point. Manager comes out of the conference room. He's like,
I've got to get to my office.
Please, sirs, get into your room. Get into the conference room here. This should be one of the secure areas. I'll activate the droid system.
Does it have a safe?
No, you don't want to shut the security system down. You want to keep the security system up. We're probably being robbed.
He's thinking out loud.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're not going to tell the manager or Devious.
So, wait, sir, I didn't get the whole first half of that, and I'm like, I know he's either one or the other. Chose badly.
When he announced that we'll operate the droids from here, I think the idea is, the security system can be reached from there. Let's go in the damn room.
That's exactly.
Knock them out, and then open these doors so that we're not dribbling gold everywhere.
Can I use my powers of persuasion and intimidate him into, like, turning off the... You're going to turn off the alarm systems. I don't want our package being damaged by stray laser fire.
Do you want to do it friendly, or do you want to do it intimidating?
Intimidate
will actually go faster.
Intimidate them.
But then he will start to get more hostile as time goes on, and he'll look somehow completely count.
Yeah. I'm going to actually try to presence him.
I have
it's the same thing. You guys have
inspired fear and presence,
You want me to try calmly, and then you...
Intimidating the creature is a standard action. It's not polite. You want to do the...
I'll try politely. If it doesn't work, then
what is ST persuade?
Skill training.
Okay.
He had to expend the feats. You started your career something where you weren't supposed to get that as a skill.
Okay.
And then you multi-class it. Open it up to take it as a feat.
This is persuasion, 30.
All right, 30. Difficult circumstances. Do you want him to do what again?
We cannot have my package be caught in this crossfire. Open up the security system. It's still underneath my responsibility.
I can't let that package out any more than I want to let any of the other packages out. I can't let the vault be accessed.
You are going to do so now.
All right, here, go for your standard.
I figured since I said the least.
Yeah. He's a full round.
39 plus, I don't know. You were assisting me?
He's cracked.
Yes.
He's cracked for the system. He's like,
the bank is not responsible.
He says, security team, open all vault entrances. We have staff trapped here. Under my authority, open all vault exits. Now!
Alright, we're leaving.
Yes, actually, succeed.
That's not for him.
No.
That's for security.
No.
That's good.
No, that means that's security bad. Was doing the job right.
Yeah,
I did that role before to close the doors and pay attention. But no, he convinces them anyway. He outranks them.
Now let's exit.
But it is close, and it takes
a minute. Thank
you, sir. When you guys get out, you see everything looks pretty much normal except for the guys lying on the ground dazed. A vehicle thrown over onto the side and two Jedi facing off against one another.
Where is the garbage scow? We need to leave now.
It's on the other side of the building.
He hasn't even called it yet.
Did we actually? Yeah. Did you
schedule it for like immediate pickup at that time?
Yeah.
Right. I was, and that role was more than good enough, yes. So it's due within about 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Less.
3 minutes?
That's enough time to get in that shelf that we can get.
Yeah,
let's go.
We're running late.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
You were stealing. Let's go.
I'm watching them leave. I'm like, I'll guard the gold.
No.
We're all going. Hear, what's this doing out?
Yes, you can.
Okay. This is the bank manager. Close all the doors again.
Oh, we're already out. Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys could easily step in, but then you're in behind a glass.
No, yeah. We're out. We're out with the gold and the hermetically sealed box. Is that what we got? And some art?
Yeah.
Oh, you took the entire card out?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Kind of noticed. Somebody's going to have to hit him.
Who?
You want to cow him again? Huh? You guys are rolling the car past him. It's more than just opening the door now.
Oh,
as soon as that action's over, his fear factor goes away.
Yeah, we're going
to have to be you. I can't risk the bad rep. Hit him.
With a car?
With your fist. He's a bank manager.
By the way, he's a bit tall. You may have to
jump up and hit him.
Jump up and hit him. Can I use... Apparently you're nominated for this.
Can I use this? Yes. Actually, you can do that.
Yes.
What do I do?
You still have to roll to hit him.
Well, what do I do? I've never used that.
That is just... It's nothing more than the amount of damage. And it depends on how bad you want to... Do you want to hurt the cripple, hit to injure, hit to knock out?
Hit to knock out.
All right, I'm going to give it a -5. That's about it. 16
that would easily be his non-heroic level. So yeah, he goes down.
Okay. Yes. You go the same.
You just get, you give him a pop, and the other guys are amazed. He just like, that's it. You know,
sorry, sir. It would look better on your report if you were knocked unconscious.
That's a long time to get that. One liner.
Can I grab his keys?
Yes. So pass the keys.
All right. Okay. I think you can make a return trip one day. Let's, so now we're outside with all the crap.
3 minutes! And you have the cart. Now, the whole point was that you could take the cart past them.
Yes.
Right. Now you actually got the cart past them.
That's only a quarter mile.
Right. Oh, you mean, you want to go straight to the place?
One guard comes out of the security guard gate.
Free! Jedi!
Oh, yeah. You should take care of that Jedi.
There are two people.
Can I use what era this is, right? That's still pretty not right.
Those are two people with electronic swords.
I didn't even actually suggest he do anything about
down
the Jedi.
Down on the ground.
Yeah, that should get him.
That should be weird
that
enough.
That should get his attention.
Like, oh, yeah, Jedi. Wow. Yeah,
so you still stunned him for the round.
Yes.
He is dazed.
Good. All right. Let's move on.
His condition track is different.
We don't even need guns. We just use pistols.
What do you want to do next? Well, she beat you on initiative, so she gets to go.
Yeah.
All right.
I will defend. Is there a full defense?
Yes, there is, and she was using some of it.
She was using full defense?
She was,
no wonder
she's not using melee defense or anything like that. She was using the block skill. She has it. You've surpassed it.
There's a lot of Jedi on that stuff.
Yeah, Jedi.
But she was using some kind of defense library. And attacking twice?
No. It is that you said that you have to kind of use the force to start blocking and deflecting. It's sort of like starting yourself on fighting defensively.
It's really much more the fighter than you are.
Say, for instance, Dooku, which would be the closest comparison. He is very capable. He makes less effort blocking against Anakin and Obi-Wan than most guys would do just to block up one single shot or one fighter.
Well, if I use full defense type thing, am I not able to attack them?
No, it's not a special thing. I'm talking about just a block. It's a talent. She was using the block talent. She was not doing melee defense yet. No.
All right.
Which is a feat that you don't have. Probably.
I see. Okay. All right. Whatever.
Probably. She will make the force check.
Okay. You managed to assemble the inner come up with that number. Definitely works for tank and.
Is it Will?
What exactly do you
know? It's your fortitude defense.
Well, right now on the platform.
35 past your fortitude defense? Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She will. You take 4-6 points of force damage. You are force slammed. And you are knocked prone.
Oh, 46. Okay,
alright. 46.
No.
46.
Six.
Like half his bar just disappears.
For you guys, it's really no big deal, actually, if it wasn't any case. That's less than half for most of you guys. 15. 15 points of damage. Is that less than what your. Is that less or more than. That's way less than.
Can I have DR?
Less than what?
No. Your fortitude.
Ace is the only thing that'll
you. It's less, if it was higher than that, it would matter. No. You are not prone, but give me an acrobatics check. Yeah, don't worry about it. You are clear. You hop right up as your first.
I'm going to hop right up and jump to the top of the building.
You're going to have to spend a few. You have to use a force point to get the surge again. Remember?
Oh, because I use it this scene already?
Because you use it inside the encounter, yes.
I did.
It's like once per encounter. Until,
okay,
you can use a force point.
I'm going to use a force point.
Yes, there you go.
Where are those force points?
Front page. Second from the bottom of the middle column. Yeah, top.
What do force points do
again? For you normal people, they add to your die rolls by simply to attack and to skill rolls and stuff like that.
And I'm going to jump to the top of the building.
Yeah. And, yeah.
All right. You jump to the top of the building. She proceeds to run away.
The only difference is
using surge.
to run away?
Yeah, so if you guys want to grab a pot shot on her or anything like that, probably going to be unsuccessful.
Actually, I don't want to take any chance of shooting at a Jedi.
Yeah,
I'm convinced he's the actual not dark Jedi.
Yeah, fair.
As long as we're
all
not
of a sudden, I'm like,
involved.
Oh, that's why they wanted me to steal. Because he's the bad Jedi. I just shot an officer. Oh, God.
I'm trying not to do anything.
Actually, that theory is believable.
It's possible. I'm thinking about it. It
might even be true.
Yeah, who knows?
Right. All right. This would end his end of the encounter. You guys have one security guard, possibly more security guards in the office. It was not the captain, it was some schmuck, but you guys are going to have cops here soon. You have a cart full of gold. You have a speeder that does not have like a bucket gate.
Right.
How do you want to play this?
Is there another truck you could take?
What's the time on the...
3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
Is there another... Can you take that car, that specific truck?
The one that was thrown?
You have your speeder, which probably won't hold the weight. The truck that he sliced the hell out of.
Oh, he sliced it.
Okay. And threw upside down.
All right.
Sorry, I didn't know he needed it.
And the heavier it is, when you do
coming at the same time.
The heavier it is, the more you do it. But he already sliced it beyond use. So, you know, unless one of you knew how to drive a wheel.
Right.
For the rest of the ride.
There are guards here.
There are guards. You are right near the guard exit.
Hurry! Some of the bank robbers went in the basement. You gotta go there now.
No! There's a barrier.
Can I use persuasion?
You're not done, man. Yes, go ahead.
We've managed to stop some of them, but there are still some going.
Actually, make that deception.
Oh, deception. Okay.
Yeah. Which for you is not as good.
Natural 20.
Who's with you, man? That die. I'm checking that die.
No,
let the record show I'm checking that die online.
Do it. Check it. Go.
Stunned. You completely convince the guy that there's more robbers in the thing. They say, lock yourselves up in the front.
We're going to do that.
Let's go.
Yes. Hack the turrets.
Minutes.
So we need to go.
All right.
3 minutes?
Okay.
That's really?
Wait a minute. What are you going to do with the cart? Are you going to leave the cart there?
No, we're driving it to the front.
Very, very slowly. We can't bring it around front.
Okay, a 20. First guy with a camera out, like, you hear yelling from the security office and you hear shooting behind you.
They took out the bank manager, too.
Wait. Let's clarify this, because I'm getting a little confused.
Sorry.
Where do we come out?
Oh. All right. You come out of...
I'm the master of deception.
This one. All right. Interestingly enough, we use the same drawing in two different directions because it's the same L. All right. You guys are coming out of this entrance, all right? Say like a football stadium type entrance, all right? Uh-huh. We're going to say that the dumpster is part of like a unit that gets pulled out and pulled by all of the aliens. The security room is kind of here, attached to the back of the main of the building, the larger center. So to your left, about 10 meters off, are guards flipping out. You know? The first guy was idiot enough to say no. And he starts to turn around and the guys behind him are like, no, get back out there. And now you got a bunch of rent-up cops are upset with your master criminal activity here.
Right.
And you've got a speeder, a trash compactor.
What master criminal activity are you talking about?
Well, I'm saying out of game.
Yeah.
I am respecting your skills.
Right. So, we are here, the garbage scow.
Oh yeah, you're
here.
On the roof, I'm sorry, I don't mean to get out.
No, I'm good. I figured that my fight has taken place and I have jumped away and now these guys have to figure out.
Right.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to have to drag you around separately from the rest of the
world. No, that's perfectly fine.
We are here,
search your right force.
Garbage scow is here and the troops are where?
The guards are right here and now they're finally getting the gumption to come out.
So they can see us like from across the way.
Yeah, they can just, it's 20 meters maybe. I'm bad with meters.
You know what? We are.
It's
there
from
isn't
that
much
wall
we
to
can
that
do.
Wall.
Except wait here and convince each one of the guards that turn around the damn corner. Can the lift go around the corner?
They see the cart.
No, I know that. But like,
You tell me when I can.
Yes, I'm going to tell you if you can neutralize the guards.
No. I'm saying you tell you, you are ready. You could keep wasting power to try to keep up with her.
No, I don't want to chase her. I want
saying it's one option. You can literally just jump right off the thing, and being who you are and what you do, you can land no problem on the ground floor and just.
So let me do that. Let me jump back to where these guys are with the car.
You did use mind trick already.
Right.
No, wait.
Yeah, I did on the.
Again when you left.
No. I did. That's fine. It doesn't matter.
Right. It'd be another force.
So I will spend another force point to tell the guards that these men are not the criminals.
It's supposed to be one person, but yes, you best just use it on the leader and make it good.
Yeah, these are not the criminals you're searching for.
These are not the criminals. These are not the people you're.
These are not the thieves you're searching for.
What happened here? These are the criminals we're looking for. Are those the criminals we're looking for?
Those men are wearing false uniforms. The dazed guys lying on the ground. Those are the men who are robbing the bank.
You have the one actual security guard that was a member of their team. Remember, one of the employees.
Right. This man is an insider.
You see another dead one on the ground that flew out of the vehicle when you got you flipped it over.
Alright, so that's 2 points. But should I roll for it? I mean,
that's only the recharge of power. You never need to roll for your special needs are different than theirs. Did improve a stat with it? That was different.
Okay.
Didn't you improve a roll with it?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, no, because we worked it out. There was a conspire confidence.
Right. If you use
it the way they use it, yeah, you'd have to roll a die. When it comes to recharging your force powers, you can use it to boost some of your force powers. Some of your talents work off of it only. For instance, you could have re-rolled your initiative, and I'm sorry, I should have offered that.
That's okay.
Using a force point.
Right now, I'm concerned. I don't want to just convince the guard leader. I want to convince all the guards.
They kind of go along with it. Stormtroopers are like the lowest of the low. You saw that in New Hope. It was because the leader said they're clear. Mind trick is one target. I've always found that interesting that they don't really try to clarify it. You make an otherwise unpalatable suggestion seem completely reasonable to the target. It never says
there's
at
no
any point
for
him gets.
There's no mechanic from pieces like spend a force moon or.
Why don't we do this that way? Yes. Because believe me, you don't have to worry about recovering force points later in the game.
Yeah. So that's what I'll do. And only so that at the end of this encounter, all the guards are under the impression that nothing bad. There you go. Are under the impression that nothing bad happened.
There you go. You're 19 anyway. I kind of knew that it was
35 or whatever.
Right. You got. All right. You're set. Not that it was a sure thing anyway. You can feel it when you reach these minds. They are nervous. They are scared. You turn them. The problem is the guys on the ground. You don't need to be a genius to know if they decide to stand the ground, you're in trouble. They are in trouble. The guards will not be able to hold them. The cops will, but it's going to be messy. If you guys leave right now, you are leaving them to the
fate. Don't
worry.
The guys on the ground are not.
Jed, I don't work that in directly.
Okay, that's fine then. Then we will go. You know,
dispatch. You can face off against these guards.
Yeah.
And I guess these are not the guards. The
guys are on the ground.
Yeah, the gang men.
They
are gang men.
We will slice up. I will slice up their blaster. Just as
long as he's done. Pardon me. One second. Hey, dude. I'm kind of on the. I'm at some place right now. I can't talk. Can I give you a call back later?
I'm really Emperor Palpatine. Ha ha ha.
Oh, no, absolutely. Okay, how late is it possible? I'll be done at 11. Sure? Okay, thank you.
Oh, Grievous.
All right. Grievous.
Really? All right. Could be his lunch. Sorry.
Yes.
All right. So, you're going to be facing off now, let's say, of the recoverable guards. We'll keep it real simple once again. Not control out maps. Basically, you can each take on a gang member. I think you're going to finish yours off pretty rapidly. Do you want to leave survivors? You're going for lethal.
Of course.
Is there anything that you guys even want to go for?
Can I persuade them to run? The cops are coming.
Okay. Just where are you trying to go?
These men.
Give me galactic lore knowledge.
I don't have that.
Oh.
I have social science.
I would actually like to do that.
I might have given you the thing that gives you everything else. No, I gave him that.
Yeah, I would actually like to know who these men are in Legion.
You see one has a helm that looks like a sort of a... remember Doom with the demons? Sort of a demon skull with the horns pointed down. That's almost a clear indication. Give me intelligence roll anyway. Alright. You're not sure. You might go with the persuade. He can tell you in a minute.
Okay.
You'll go with the standard action.
19.
Alright. The Bando Gora are a bunch of nasty motherfuckers who are like a cult. Part of my language, if anybody's aware.
But they're not part of the people we want to start a fight with.
They wouldn't even be invited, and you heard that they basically got taken down a notch by the Jedi, or that the Jedi lost a lot of troops. They are dark users of the Force at the highest levels of their cult, but they pretty much are just the worst trash of gangster.
Okay, I say this sort of.
They are what the Jamaicans are. No offense to anyone, but like in Predator 2, when they say these are the nastiest motherfuckers. These are the guys who don't care about anybody's lives. They are drug dealers all the time. The Hutts want to keep customers. The Bando Gora want people to serve or die.
These are not good guys, so...
Yes. Yeah, you know this to be a fact. Most of these guys are right off the scale. You've got one Arconin who's high on salt. You've got a couple other guys who are high on other stuff. Most of these guys are drug dealers. And combat is probably the solution for a lot of this. It's just a matter of whether you want to take them alive and drag them with you. Meanwhile, a trash truck drives up. Guys, I gotta have to make this roll. He continues to pull up and take the cart. He's trying to look around going, and police cars start to come.
Yeah.
Alright,
drive away.
I see.
I want to tell the guy that I was facing off on, tell your master that the Bando Gora are an endangered species. Go before you have lose your life.
He looks around and if you haven't heard the last of us. He takes the skull mask off one of the guys that you killed. See if you guys killed anybody else.
Alright, we're just gonna go. We don't have time for this. Cops.
I'm already in the building. He literally just keeps pulling up. He's quite confident that apparently if the cops do decide to arrest him, they'll regret it.
Should I start driving to the hotel?
Yeah, I think so.
You going with them? Everybody cool with this? Alright. Your trash is now being picked up. You guys had stuffed it into the machine somehow.
Yeah.
Purely on this man's reputation. You all owe him. Because he has to basically physically take the can and move it to... He had bumped the can. Say that. Because usually you feed it through a container sleeve and it all gets crushed up. You have to disable that. You got to get that out of the way. That's all you.
Right. Avoid all the ingots being destroyed.
Right. All the ingots, all the art, all anything else.
Oh, right.
Not that the art's going to do too well in the trash. On an unbalanced truck.
Totally misses your face and you totally...
He's completely confused when he drops the same trash can off at your hotel. Out the back. He doesn't pour it down, but he's like, what am I doing here? You guys ask for a full can?
This is a robot?
He's a man. Keep in mind, the Star Wars universe, droids are an excess, like almost a luxury, except for where Lucas doesn't want human beings to show being killed. Other than for the PG rating, they make flesh do all the labor. You know, if something needs to be done, if a waste-based paper basket needs to be cleared, it's a being doing it. You know, it's kind of insulting, but it's the fact that everybody has a hard life in that house. I'm trying to look up a circus. I find a circus name.
Did you recover your ability to use force?
Yeah, he does.
I don't know. I guess
get that.
You shouldn't worry about telling them how that works, but basically, 1 minute of complete rest completely recharges that suite.
I'm not asking in game, I'm asking out of game so that you could just handle the whole.
Yes, and he can actually heal you guys.
Right.
Oh. That's what vital transfer is. You can heal yourself simply by meditating.
Yeah, I mean, if the driver seems to be concerned, I would just say, do not be concerned.
I'm not concerned.
Do
I look concerned? Watch, no seatbelt. Drops off.
A little bit more concerned.
should I just drive and you can just let him go?
No, let him go back on his routine.
No, let him go back on his
trace. Right.
All right.
You can delete that trace. You were all over this.
Yeah.
You have successfully robbed the bank.
And you. The Jedi have not informed me at all that we will be dealing with cultists who saw our faces.
I do not think the Republic was aware of such a thing.
The Republic, the Jedi and the Judicials go hand in hand as a branch. The Jedi serve as sort of the leaders, unanswerable leaders for a lot of activities. Jedis have thrown themselves basically into the blender for the past few years. Need a break? Do you guys all want to take a break?
Yeah.
You want to pause this? Or?
Oh, yeah.
And we'll pick up right afterwards.